Isaiah chapter 36. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the defenced cities of Judah and took them. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Hezekiah with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. And then came out to him Eliakim, Hilkiah's son, which was over the house, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah, Asaph's son, the recorder. And Rabshakeh said to them, Say now to Hezekiah, Thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this in which you have trusted? I say, says you, but they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for war. Now on whom do you trust that you rebel against me? Look, you trust in the staff of this broken reed. You trust on Egypt, whereon if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all that trust in him. But if you say to me, We trust in Yahweh our Elohim, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away and said to Yahuwah and Jerusalem, You will worship before this altar? Now for this reason, give pledges, I ask of you, to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to set riders upon them. How then will you turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? And am I now come up without Yahweh against this land to destroy it? Yahweh said to me, Go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim, and Shebna, and Joah to Rabshakeh, Speak, I ask you, to your servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it. And do not speak to us in the Jews' language, in the Hebrew tongue, in the ears of the people that are upon the wall. But Rabshakeh said, Has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men that sit upon the wall, so that they can eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried out with a loud voice in the Jews' language, and said, You hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in Yahweh, saying, Yahweh will surely deliver us. This city will not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, Make an agreement with me by a present and come out to me, and you eat every one of his vine, and every one from his own fig tree, and drink every one from out of the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, Yahweh will deliver us. Has any of the Elohim of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the Elohim of Hamath and Arphad? Where are the Elohim of Sepharvaim? Have they delivered Samaria from out of my hand? Who are they amongst all the Elohim of these lands that have delivered their land from out of my hand, that Yahweh should deliver Jerusalem from out of my hand? But they held their peace and did not answer him a word, for the king's commandment was, saying, Do not answer him. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, that was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. End of chapter.